We're reading from Shamati, page 314, article 15. We are reading from Shamati, page 332, article 179, three lines. Three lines. Shamati. There is the matter of the three lines and the matter of Israel holding on to the body of the king. There is the matter of the exile in Egypt when the people of Israel had to descend to Egypt and the matter of the exodus from Egypt. And there is the matter of he who is about to sanctify a woman will bring along an uneducated man. And there is the matter of Abraham's question, how shall I know that I will inherit it? And the Creator's reply, know of certainty that your seed will be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and they shall afflict them for 100 years, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. There is the matter of Gar, the matter of Vak, and the matter of Vak de Gar. The thought of creation was to delight his creatures, and the tzimtzu, restriction, and the masach, screen, were only to avoid the bread of shame. What extends from that is the place of work, and from that extended the three lines. The first line is considered right, regarded as Vak without a Rosh, considered faith. The second line is considered left, attainment. And then they are in dispute since faith contradicts attainment, and attainment contradicts faith. Three. Then there is the discernment of the middle line, considered Vak de Gar, or Chochmah and Chasadim, or the right and the left lines integrated in one another. This means that he receives attainment to the extent that he has faith. Thus, to the extent that he has faith, he receives the same measure of attainment. And where he has no faith, he does not draw attainment to complement it, but always stands and weighs the lines so one will not overpower the other. And Gar is called attainment without faith. And this is called the work of the nations. And the work of Israel is considered faith, where attainment is included. This is called the king's body, meaning faith and attainment. Abraham is called the patriarch of faith, meaning chasadim. Then he will know that anyone who wants to come near him must first assume the discernment of right, meaning faith. But faith contradicts attainment. Thus, how can they draw attainment when they haven't the tools for it? This is why he told him that your seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And this is the meaning of mingle themselves with the nations and learn their work. That is, that they were dominated by the nations, that they too were under their dominion and would draw Gar de Chochmah. And this is the meaning of the exile in Egypt, that Israel too extended Gar de Chochmah. And this is their exile, when discernment of darkness was extended. The exodus from Egypt was through the plague of the firstborn. The firstborn means Gar de Chochmah, that the Lord struck the firstborn of Egypt. This is the meaning of the Passover blood and the circumcision blood. And this is what is written in the Zohar. When the Creator was slaying the firstborn of Egypt, at that time, Israel went into the covenant of the holy sign. They were circumcised and bonded in the assembly of Israel. The left line is called foreskin, as it blocks the lights. Hence, when he killed the firstborn, meaning canceled the Gar, Israel will be lower circumcised, meaning cut off their foreskins. This is called dinim detchua, male judgment, which blocked the lights. Thus, through circumcision with a chisel, which is iron, called dinim denukva, female judgments, the dinim detchua, male judgment, are cancelled, and then vak de chokhmah extends to them. This means that in the beginning there must be drawing of perfection, meaning gar de chokhmah. It is impossible to draw half a degree, and this must be specifically through the Egyptians. And this is called exile, when the Jews too must be under their rule. Afterwards, through the exodus from Egypt, meaning correction of the Masach Dechirik, they exit the rule, meaning the Egyptians themselves shout, "Rise up, get you forth." And this is me and not a messenger. Me means Malchut, the lock, which cancels the Gar, by which there is the mingling of the left in the right and the left in and the right in the left. And this is he who wishes to sanctify a woman, meaning Chochmah, called left, will bring an uneducated man with him, because he is in a state of right, which is faith, but he wants attainment. Thus, specifically through the uneducated, one can draw Chochmah, since he has repentance, but for attainment, not for faith. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with mirth, and my fingers with flowing mirth upon the handle of the bar. Mirth means, yet shall not thy teacher hide himself anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teacher. And my hands means attainment, and fingers means seeing, as in each one pointing with his finger, saying, "This is our God." On the bar refers to the lock.
There's many different languages, options to explain the subject. But if we're talking in the language of Kabbalah, everything is very short, concrete, and clear. Will to receive is a matter of creation. It's opposite of the will to bestow, which is the nature of the Creator. The goal is to bring it to equivalence of form to the Creator. That is only through receiving an order to bestow, meaning in the additional intention, in order to bring to the will to receive intention, first we have to imply a will to receive for itself, to absorb, so he can expand in reception, and then he can receive the intention and change. It's not a simple process, it's long. And it's clear through two lines. One line is bestow, belief, faith, the right, bina, like we learn nothing but bestow, but what does she have to bestow? In order to bestow, she has to receive. In order to bestow. And that is why she needs the left line. Left line is gar. It's chokhmah. It's pleasure. When we receive this pleasure, only to the extent there is preparation in chassadim. This means that light of chokhmah comes into the light of chassadim. When this happens, this is the middle line, and this is how we work. In each degree, in each situation, in each place that we talk about 125 levels, there's a different picture of the combination of the lines, meaning different stories, what we read about in the Torah. But actually, there's nothing except this work will to receive that receives the ability to conceal himself and rise above his will to receive to the intention of bestow, which is the right line, then turns to the left line, acts in the will to receive, draws the light of Chokhmah, getting the intention to bestow stronger, and this is how he works. This is all of the correction. Of course, there are many details in each and every degree, each and every state. But working is in three lines. Yes?
Near from Jerusalem is asking, I heard from Rav that faith equals bestowal, so why faith and attainment contradict one another?
Belief is giving, bestow. Receiving is receiving. It's different vessels. They work in different places, to different directions. Bestow, I think about someone, how to bestow upon him. Receiving is thinking about how I can absorb pleasure. How is it possible to think about him, bringing him pleasure, and with that, bringing myself pleasure? Is it even possible to organize it, to tie it together? Only in one condition, if we love one another. If I love him, and he loves me, to the extent that I enjoy from him, he enjoys. As much as he enjoys, I enjoy, only in this condition. Otherwise, these both lines contradict each other. And the middle line connects between them, bringing to clinging on. This is why it exists, to receive in order to bestow. Very simple. When can I receive from someone and he enjoys it? When he loves me. A child, young child, when he receives from the mother, she enjoys, she is in pleasure. Clear, right? Well, yes.
What does it mean that he says faith is in contradiction to attainment and attainment contradicts faith? So what is contradicting and what is faith? Contradiction.
Contradiction is a... belief is called bestow. If I bestow, does it contradict from receiving at the same time? This is from the right line. If I receive, I can't bestow at the same time. I can come to you and to steal and also to give? No. Attainment of the Creator is the opposite of bestowing upon the Creator. Attainment meaning I open him up, I use it, I enjoy myself, I fill my vessels. And how is it possible to bestow in this action? only on the condition that we correct these things in the intention that I receive, because he enjoys the fact that I receive. If I organize myself in this manner, that all my reception is for his enjoyment, this is receiving in order to bestow. But in order for me to bring myself to that state, I need to prepare myself so I'm above my will to receive. I have, for certainty, I have the will to, in order to bestow, that I won't fail. I will come to cling on to him. To what extent can I hold this? So there are degrees, building it up in the middle line. And this is how we advance. Okay? Right, so we can go on. Going on to a workshop. Let's read on. We are moving to Zohar Le'am.
Moving on to Zohar for All.